And that was the purpose? To impress people?
Sure. As a nobleman or wealthy landowner, one purpose of having a fabulous villa with a fantastic garden was to impress people. It was a way of proving your social position.
Oh, okay. But you also mentioned tricks.
Well, for example, some gardens had plaster or marble birds that sang when water flowed through them. Some fountains were designed to squirt people with water.
And these things were popular?
Yes, they may have been the most popular features of the gardens. I mean, flowers and statues can be nice to look at, but these things were a lot more fun. And the more clever the devices, the more famous the garden, and the greater prestige the landowner enjoyed. Yes, Rebecca?
What about mazes? I read that they were a major part of the Renaissance gardens.
Oh, yes, they certainly were. Mazes, or labyrinths, as they're also called, were very common in Renaissance gardens. How that came to be, though, is a bit of a mystery. Mazes have a long history going back to the ancient Egyptians, but they started appearing in gardens only during the Renaissance, or perhaps just a little bit prior to that. According to one source, what happened was, in the late 1400s, a highly respected expert published a book on architecture, and readers somehow mistakenly inferred from that book that ancient Romans had mazes in their gardens. So then designers of Renaissance gardens, thinking they were following in the footsteps of the ancient Romans, well, guess what they did.
What does the professor mainly discuss? The professor mentions three authors from ancient Rome. What point does the professor make about the three authors? Why does the professor mention Hero of Alexandria? According to the professor, what was one goal of the designers of Renaissance gardens? What does the professor imply about mazes? Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
As we've said before, the main point of the Renaissance was to revive the genius of the ancient Greeks and Romans, which is why designers of Renaissance gardens designed them as the ancient Romans would have designed them, or at least as they imagined the ancient Romans would have designed them.
The professor imply when he says this.
Which is why designers of Renaissance gardens designed them as the ancient Romans would have designed them, or at least as they imagined the ancient Romans would have designed them.